Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say that little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. During the nearly 4 years of American involvement in World War II, from December 1941 until August 1945, no singer was more popular than Bing Crosby. His recordings and his hits reflect the taste of the American people during these troubling but sometimes thrilling years.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
In addition to the love ballads that matter, a lot of singers recorded songs that were specific to the war. As a result, no matter how successful they were then, they're long forgotten by now. They range from life on the home front and its comic frustrations to life in the military and predictions of future victory. Like every singer, Crosby sang his share of these songs. They have little importance except as historical documents. They were part of what was on America's mind. Frank Lesser's What Do You Do in the Infantry and Joe Bushkin and Don DeVries' There'll Be a Hot Time in the Town of Berlin.
What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do when your pack has got your back a stiff as starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. What do you get in the infantry? You left and right a bike. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Sweat till you get there the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army are riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march.
1, 2, 3, 4.
March.
2, 3, 4.
March. Beep, 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 beep. What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march.
Dust. Dust, dust, dust.
What
dust,
do you do when your pack has got your back as stiff as starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march.
Rain, 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 rain.
What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike.
Mud, 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 mud.
What do you get in the infantry? A left and right a bike. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Sweat till you get there the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army are riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march.
1, 2, 3, 4.
March.
2, 3, 4.
March. 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 March.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be their boy, spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show 'em how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that Heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep 'em happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be their boy, spread some joy when they take over Berlin.
And may I join you?
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take over Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how you paint the town back in Michigan. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change the Heil to give me some skin. There'll be a hot time
in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You're never gonna keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Bing Crosby, What Do You Do in the Infantry? And Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, There'll Be a Hot Time in the Town of Berlin. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Although the Office of War Information wanted songwriters to set aside love ballads for martial anthems, the public knew better. Nearly all the patriotic songs flopped. But love songs, especially love songs that spoke to the moment, continued to thrive. Even though the audience consisted largely of women who were lonely, and, when they could admit it to themselves, fearful, it didn't matter who sang the words. The sentiment is what mattered. In the dark year of 1942, Crosby's recording offered hope. This is When My Dream Boat Comes Home.
When my dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. My dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and I'm gonna greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home, home, the hills of home. Dream boat, bring it on home.
Bing Crosby with Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin's When My Dream Boat Comes Home. Even though the music-buying public preferred love to war, songs were surprisingly varied, especially since so many hits came from movies. By the time the war began, Crosby had also become an important movie star, and while movies addressed war head-on in a variety of ways, they also offered non-stop escapism, as in a very popular series of buddy movies, also known as the Road Picture, starring Crosby and Bob Hope. The ballad in this case has nothing to do with the emotions of wartime, but its romantic feel, along with its escapist comic counterpart, captured the public imagination. Crosby at his most romantic with Moonlight Becomes You, and Crosby paired with Bob Hope, Road to Morocco.
Becomes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight. And I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. To go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
This camel is tough on the spine.
Hit me with a band-aid, Dad.
Where they're going, why we're going, how can we be sure?
I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we'll meet Dorothy Lamour.
And get in line.
Off on the road to Morocco. Hang on till the end of the line.
Like your jockeys.
Quiet, I hear this country's where they do the dance of the seven veils.
We tell you more, but we would have the censor on our tails.
Good boy.
We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Well, look out.
Well, clear the way, cause here we come.
For a concussion.
The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half.
It seems to me there should be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I slip my big shoes on?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Hooray!
Well, blow a horn.
Everybody. everybody duck.
Yes, the green line, come on, boys.
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah,
certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound.
Like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner drugstore for $1.98.
We're Morocco bound.
Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy in a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
We can be arrested.
Two Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke songs from Road to Morocco. Crosby with Moonlight Becomes You, and Crosby and Hope with the title number. As always during tough times, a lot of escapist songs were popular during the war, including such nonsense as Mersey Doats and Three Little Fishes. That may help to explain the popularity of what were then called cowboy songs, but so did their connection to something authentically American. Like the musical Oklahoma, they connected us to a history that offered something clear and authentic. Bing Crosby, Pistol Pack and Mama, and Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, Don't Fence Me In.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield, and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied, and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down. We're three tough gals from deep down Texas way. We got no pals, they don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you ought to see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no lassie fair. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down.
Of corn, the revenuers came. The draw was slow, so now they know you can't do that to Maine.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, singing songs in a cabaret, was I having fun? Till one night it didn't seem right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol
down.
Oh, Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down.
lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
From 1943, Al Dexter's Pistol Pack and Mama, and from 1944, Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In. By 1943, the tide had just begun to turn. We could begin to imagine a different kind of world, and we began to listen to different kinds of songs. This may sound like escapism, but it's actually culmination, the logical outcome of a successful effort. It's optimistic and joyful and filled with hope, exactly what you'd expect from a song that looks to the end of the war, even though it never mentions it. This is San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grill, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Dayton. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. My lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Carabar FD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
From 1943, Gordon Jenkins' San Fernando Valley. At the same time, the escapism continued, and movies continued to introduce songs that became hits. Crosby played a priest, though, in the movie Going My Way. You can argue that it's a movie about life at home, and one of the main characters does enlist near the end of the story. But mainly it's a gentle tale about two priests' friendship and some tough city kids, leavened with two fine songs, Going My Way and Swinging on the Star.
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes, and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too. you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
From 1944, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's Going My Way and Swinging on a Star. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. By 1944, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer had been working together for 3 years. Arlen's highly rhythmic jump tune put Mercer in mind of a Southern black preacher from his boyhood in Savannah. They could have written it anywhere, but Accentuate the Positive became a huge hit in 1944.
Got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accent
accentuate the positive eliminate the negative latch on to the affirmative don't mess with Mr. In Between
you got to spread joy
up to the maximum
bring gloom
down to the minimum then
otherwise I'm liable to walk upon the scene
to illustrate
well illustrate
my last remark
you got the floor
Jonah
in the whale Noah
in the ark what did they say
what did they say
say when everything looks so dark man they said we better accentuate the positive eliminate the negative latch on to the affirmative don't mess with Mr. In Between no don't mess with Mr. In Between
Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with Arlen and Mercer's Accentuate the Positive. You'd think the Christmas songs would come under the heading of escapism, but during the war, these popular songs gave deeper resonance to the longing and the underlying dread that shaped the emotions of wartime ballads. In 1942, the war's darkest year, a melancholy Christmas song offered no hope. But by late 43, a second song could at least raise the possibility of hope deferred. Our greatest popular Christmas anthems come from the years during and right after World War II. Bing Crosby with Irving Berlin's White Christmas and Walter Kent, Kim Gannon, and Buck Rahm's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry. Be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten. Children listen to hear old sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. The idea of coming back, of returning, was important in love ballads throughout the war, but especially in 1945 and 1946, when what had been a dream was becoming a reality for those who were most fortunate. A song that had flopped in 1938 became a hit in 1944 because of the way it transforms memories held in common into a promise that rises to the level of pledge. A second song moves beyond dreaming to reality, beyond remembering to hoping, beyond hoping to embracing. It was probably Crosby's most important wartime ballad. I'll Be Seeing You, and from 1945, It's Been a Long, Long Time.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. The morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Long, long time.
Sammy Fain and Irving Kale, I'll Be Seeing You, and Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, It's Been a Long, Long Time. The viewpoint of love ballads changed with remarkable speed once the war ended. By 1946, Irving Berlin was writing and Bing Crosby was singing a ballad about the singer's inability to forget the one he loves, even though she's left him. Not the sort of thing the wartime ballads dwelt on. From the movie Blue Skies, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song.
Can't run away from you, dear. I've tried so hard, but I fear you'll always follow me near and far. Just when I think that I'm set, just when I've learned to forget, I close my eyes, dear, and there you are. You keep coming back like a song. A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keeps coming back like an old melody. The perfume of roses in May returns to my room in December. From out of the past, where forgotten things belong, you keep coming back like a song.
From out of the past, where forgotten things belong, you keep coming back like a song.
Irving Berlin's You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. Not every ballad written between 1942 and 1945 was obviously a wartime ballad. But Irving Berlin argued that all a song needed to be a war song was to be written during a war. This ballad could be from any time, but it isn't. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? There it is. There's the wartime connection, and it's sufficient. Bing Crosby, Sunday, Monday, or Always.
Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I want you near every day in the year.
Oh, won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday,
Sunday, or
Monday, or Always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday,
Sunday or
Monday,
or
always.
Sunday or Monday, Monday or always.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. What am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday,
Sunday,
Monday, or always.
Always and forever I must be with you. Beginning on Sunday and Monday and then forever.
Oh, won't you tell me when
we will meet again.
Sunday, Sunday, or Monday,
or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side.
Sunday, Sunday, or Monday,
or always.
Sunday or Monday, Monday.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound, pound, pound.
What am I to do? Can't I be with you Sunday? Monday,
Monday,
or always.
Ooh, always.
From 1943, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's Sunday, Monday, or Always. The war ended, songs changed, but Bing Crosby continued to turn out successful recordings and movies. But his hits from the war years had helped to express the attitudes of the millions of Americans who listened. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
No work has been done. Oh, but I know that once it doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.